We are back on Radioactive, and with us by phone, he is the Director of Wilderness Campaigns at the Wilderness Society, Paul Spittler. Paul, welcome to Radioactive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. And again, you're by phone here, but the connection sounds pretty good, so thank you for taking time. And to jump right in here, the Wilderness Society has this new report, Too Wild to Drill, specifically calls out six places around the nation that are just too wild to drill, Alaska, Colorado, Montana, Utah, and two of those are right here in Utah, Desolation Canyon and Bear's Ears. And you want to protect these spaces and places. What's the criteria that you look at?
Well, Nick, we look at lands that have outstanding ecological, recreational, cultural, and other values. These are the places, these are all lands that are owned by all Americans. They're public lands, and they're part of our birthright as Americans. And many of these places, including many that your listeners would know, are scenic treasures, are remote canyons that are wonderful for hiking, places where people go to river raft or camp or take out their families. So those are the places that we look at that we think should be conserved so that all Americans can continue to enjoy them as they are today.
And when you describe it like that, it sounds like the folks thinking about drilling and the folks making those decisions, the BLM, for instance, they're only thinking about what's underground. Nobody's thinking about what's on the surface, it seems like.
Well, we think that's right. The Bureau of Land Management has stated that they have a commitment to conservation. But what we found in our analysis is that up to 245 million acres managed by the Bureau of Land Management, over 90% is open to oil and gas development. And we don't think that's balanced. We believe that energy development is appropriate on public lands in certain places, but that it should be guided to appropriate locations so that other areas can remain untouched the way they are today for people to enjoy.
I mean, we keep hearing the phrase multiple use, but too often it seems to me that multiple use means, you know, drill here or drill there.
Well, that's right. Multiple use doesn't mean you do every single use on every acre. That, of course, would never work. What multiple use really means in its correct context is figure out what the best use of each particular place is. And we're saying for places like the Arctic, that are America's premier wilderness refuge, that are home to the world's largest caribou herd, that most Americans will never get to in their lifetimes, but they're sure happy to know it's there. The best use of the Arctic is to leave it alone. To leave it alone for the caribou, for all the other plants and animals that depend on it, then find another place that's more appropriate for oil and gas development.
And I'm sure the Wilderness Society is following closely. I know most of our listeners are. But I wonder, what's your answer to this, I guess I would call it, renewed sagebrush rebellion, you know, the folks that want Utah to control all the land in Utah, which, of course, would include Bear's Ears and Desolation Canyon?
Well, I don't think that's a vision that the American people support. And the American people, time and again, have showed how much they love their public lands. They show it by the amount of times they take their families out on hiking and camping trips. I mean, use of our public lands is going through the roof. And they've shown it every time they've been asked in a public opinion survey, do you want to keep America's public lands in public hands? The answer is always an unequivocal yes. So I think the more that the plans and schemes that some of these people are dreaming up for giving America's public lands away so that they can be sold off for development or other short-term exploitive uses, the more the American people learn about it, the more they reject these plans, which is why, frankly, you know, these plans that some are cooking up have never gone anywhere, and they never will, because the American people don't support them.
Would you support, you know, like a, rather than a wilderness designation, a national monument type designation for bear's ears in that area, or do you hold out for it should be wilderness and nothing?
Well, you know, what we support is we support conserving the outstanding ecological and scenic and recreational features of these lands. And we support doing that by whatever means we can, whether that's through legislation developed in partnership with other stakeholders or through executive actions from the president. But what we do believe is that, you know, these lands are so important that we simply can't leave them at risk any longer to development, which is why we released this report, which is, you know, a bit of a clarion call to the American people to say, these lands that you depend on, that you use with your family, they're not protected forever, and they may not be here in the future unless you take action.
And in the last few seconds we have left, tell me about, you know, how you'd like the public to use this Too Wild to Drill report. What should folks do with it?
Well, the best thing the public could do would be to go to our website, which is wilderness.org, that's .org, and we have a ton of information there about each of the sites highlighted in our report, their status, what you can do. We have petitions that people can sign. You can join our email list, and we'll get you plugged in so that you can add your voice to the growing number of Americans who are saying that we want to see these lands conserved forever.
And again, you mentioned the national wildlife, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. This also includes Badger 2 Medicine up in Montana, the Thompson Divide, Greater Grand Junction area, but specifically here in Utah, Desolation Canyon and Bear's Ears. So I would encourage folks to go and check out that report, which is at wilderness.org. So places that are under threat, are there specifics that you're really worried about when it comes to Desolation Canyon beyond just the threat of drilling?
Well, there is. There is a part in the northern region of the land surrounding Desolation Canyon, not within the canyon itself, but on the surrounding lands where the Bureau of Land Management has already approved drilling and development of 1,300 oil and gas wells. And we're encouraging the Bureau to cancel 200 of those that are within the most sensitive lands that would really impact the greater Desolation Canyon region.
Yeah, and that's certainly an area that a lot of KRCL folks are very concerned about, as well as Bear's Ears. What would you like to say especially about Bear's Ears? I know that there's lots of, you know, Native First Nation artifacts and whatnot.
Well, Bear's Ears is really the iconic Utah Red Rock landscape. I mean, it has everything from the majestic scenery that is shown on postcards and that is recognized around the world to thousands of year-old artifacts and cliff dwellings and ancient sites that are of immense cultural value. I mean, it is truly one of the most majestic and scenic and culturally significant landscapes found anywhere in the United States, and much of it is unprotected today.
Spot on. Thank you very much. Going to have to leave it there, but you summed it up better than I could. Paul Sittler, thank you very much. You are the Director of Wilderness Campaigns at the Wilderness Society. The whole report, Too Wild to Drill, wilderness.org. Paul, thanks.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Radioactive, produced by Laura Jones. You can hear all our Radioactive interviews online, krcl.org. It's as simple as that. And get back to us, radioactive@krcl.org. Next up on Your Community Connection, Science Questions. This is Nick Burns.